Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, August 1st, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. As flight attendants and safety professionals, we come in contact with an exceptional amount of passengers daily traveling all over the world. Recently, many reports of outbreaks of viruses and other infectious diseases have been highlighted in the media, such as the Ebola virus, chikungunya, and dengue fever. This is a perfect time to ensure that we are all aware of the procedures and best practices that have been put in place to protect our safety and health. If you observe a passenger during boarding that appears too ill to fly, your immediate actions should be to advise the cockpit, purser, and CSR. You may also contact MedAir, where an on-call physician can be consulted to review the situation and symptoms to advise you if the passenger should continue on the flight. Besides the general appearance of an ill passenger, other warning signs may include profuse sweating, difficulty breathing, visible rash, and persistent coughing. Flight attendants who are on a flight with a passenger or a flying partner who is ill or becomes ill should follow the procedures outlined in our FAOM under the First Aid chapter. When handling materials contaminated with blood or bodily fluid, you should use universal precautions. Treat all blood and bodily fluid as if it is known to be contagious. This can be accomplished by following United's procedures outlined in your FAOM, including the use of the infection control kit and the CPR mask. If you believe you have been exposed to a virus or infectious disease, you should follow instructions provided by MedLink and upon landing, notify a supervisor who will provide you information regarding a medical exam. Following any incident, plus after trash pickup, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, recommends that flight attendants follow standard hygiene procedures. Frequent hand washing, including the wrists, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, and if you have cuts or sores on your skin, they should be covered with a bandage to control the spread of infection, even when gloves are used during an emergency. Our AFA MEC Health, Safety, and Security Committee, along with United Medical, the CDC, and other World Health Organizations, will continue to monitor health situations in our workplace, and we will report news as necessary. For more information, please visit our MEC Safety, Health, and Security page on our website, or you can visit the CDC's Infection Control Guidelines for cabin crew members on commercial aircraft for more information on practical measures you can take to protect yourself, passengers, and your flying partners. As always, it's important that we do all we can to safeguard our health. After all, it's our health that is at stake. To ensure that you have been properly credited for the July 4th holiday, flight attendants and flight scheduling are mutually responsible for keeping track of your DFAP during the month. Payroll closes out our pay records 5 days after the end of the month, ergo, for July, it will close August 4th. All changes to your DFAP need to be made before the 4th. Make sure that you pull up your DFAP for July and ensure that the last three digits in your DFAP show 061 for holiday pay. For a flight attendant on ready reserve status who is not given an assignment on the holiday, you will receive holiday pay for the value of the reserve day. That's 4 hours and 27 minutes on a 30-day month or 4 hours and 13 minutes on a 31-day month. If you are a call-in reserve and released to the holiday, you would not receive holiday pay. If you are a ready reserve and do not fly, you will receive the 427 and 30-day month or 413, 31-day month. If you are a converted call-in reserve or ready reserve and fly an ID, you would either receive the hourly rate above or your holiday pay will be calculated as it is for a line holder for the ID to which is assigned, whichever is greater. There are pay ramifications when drafted. When drafted away from a holiday ID to fly a non-holiday ID, the scheduled holiday pay must be considered when making the flight pay calculation. A comparison must be made between the dollar value of the ID flown, including any applicable holiday pay, to the value of the ID from which drafted, including holiday pay. If the value of the ID from which drafted, including holiday pay, is greater than the value of the ID to which flown, the flight attendant is entitled to the pay differential, or the greater of the two. This differential, once calculated as a result of the comparison, will be posted in the DFAP in the form of an hour and minute posting. As a reminder, Section 6B4 of our contract states, if a flight attendant arrives at a layover hotel and her or his room is not ready within 30 minutes after arrival, she or he may obtain other accommodations and claim reasonable actual lodging expenses on a company expense form supported by the hotel receipt. Don't be afraid to act in your best interest. If one of your flying partners is in trouble and doesn't have the expendable cash or credit card to take care of it, help them out if you can. When you return from your trip, obtain an employee expense report form and write a travelogue detailing the persons with whom you've spoken at both the hotel and the hotel desk. Our MEC Hotel and Transportation Committee meets with crew accommodations monthly to address problems and seek positive resolution. Our advocacy is strengthened when problems are documented and trended through your travelogue reports. For more information about using self-help, visit our website. United has begun boarding new aircraft safety cards, which reflect the recent changes regarding the use of portable electronic devices. This transition is scheduled to be completed by the end of August. We ask that you make sure that the cards are for the correct aircraft. If you are unsure, you can find this information in the top left overhead bin. As of today, AFA has not seen all of the new safety cards, so if you find an erroneous information, please document via United's Irregular Operations Report, the IOR, and don't forget to copy AFA in. If you have any questions or concerns, please contact your local council office. Airlines for America, which is a trade organization representing U.S. airlines, and IATA, the International Air Transport Association, filed suit on Wednesday in the District of Columbia over the new security fees being added to each airline ticket by the TSA. The fees more than doubled the previous amounts of $2.50 per flight segment with a $10 cap. The lawsuit also involves the group's assertion that our lawmakers never intended to collect taxes for trips that originate overseas. The National Mediation Board has today issued their determination that American and U.S. Airways constitute a single carrier for purposes of union representation. U.S. Airways has been represented by AFA. American is represented by APFA. Under an agreement reached by the unions last year, all 24,000 members will be represented by APFA. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.